From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the Seattle-based band The Jesus Rehab and their album The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, Rockwired is giving it up for the quirky Seattle-based band called The Jesus Rehab, who have just released their melodic album, The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. The thought of a band hailing from Seattle is always going to conjure up images of flannel shirts and greasy hair, but this band has more of a Radiohead/Flaming Lips vibe going for them. I had a chance to speak with the band's guitarist Dan Laughlin about the band and the new album, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows, here is The Jesus Rehab with If It Feels Good, It Is Good.
Down on your knees, you're falling.
From the album The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows, that was The Jesus Rehab with If It Feels Good, It Is Good. Visit the band at their official website, www.thejesusrehab.com. Rockwired spoke with the guitarist Dan Laughlin over the phone, and here's how it went.
Well, you guys have a great CD out, and now that it's out there for people to hear and all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, we're pretty excited with how it came out. It was a lot of work, a long journey, especially for our frontman Jared, who kind of poured his heart and soul into not only the writing and song crafting, but the actual recording took quite some time and a lot of labor. So, when it all came together, we're pretty stoked, and the reception's been good. I remember well the first time I got the final copy, and I kind of laid down, put my really nice headphones on, and gave it a full listen through, and it was pretty blown away. So I know I'm biased, but I think it's pretty good.
And what took so long to record it? Was it just finances, or what was it?
A little bit of finances, a little bit of experimentation, a lot of learning on the go, and then, I guess maybe tied to the finances is the fact that we all have, real jobs and lives to take care of, and Jared Cortez, who's kind of the brains behind the band, who couldn't join us today, but he was able to self-finance a chunk of the album, and we just wanted to make sure that we did things at the right time and the right pace and not rush anything given all the money that was going into it from that perspective. So we didn't want to rush anything because we knew it was kind of the one chance to really to dive in and make a great record.
The name of the band, The Jesus Rehab, how did you guys settle on that one?
I was wondering how many questions would be till that came up. That's a good question. The name comes from, as much anything, an experiment in having a name for the sake of a name that is interesting and gets attention, but is also just gets people asking questions, because it's really not meant to be any one message or any one thing in particular, but we thought it was kind of powerful, and it makes people think of a lot of different things. And so when the idea came up around it, we kind of threw it around and got people's reactions to it, and there was such a diverse reaction to it and such a diverse, thoughts on what it meant or what it might be about that we really thought it was kind of fun and cool, so we stuck with it.
And talk about the genesis of the band. How did that start?
Well, it's been an interesting road. It first started when Jared moved here. I guess he was in Chicago maybe 6 or 7 years ago doing school for music, and moved here, and he met Pete and Andy Kingham, who are twin brothers who've been in the local music scene here for quite a while in a few bands. And he and Pete Kingham started writing songs together in a basement in the Ballard neighborhood here. And after quite some time, he recruited Pete's brother Andy to play bass, and then Pete started playing drums also. So they actually recorded an EP called Scatterbrain, and that was in like 2006, 2007. And then I joined kind of right when that was finishing up, or right when it finished, and started playing with them when that was concluded and we were starting to play some live shows. So then the band evolved from there to get a new drummer, Dominic Cortez, who is the brother of Jared, our lead man. Dominic was living in South Carolina, and he's the baby of the group. He's 22, and he moved out here to Seattle also. And Pete, meanwhile, had left the band to go pursue a job in Yosemite National Park in California. So we've had a few different lineup changes, but all in all, kind of an all in the family kind of thing, which is cool, because we've got two brothers from the outset, and then an additional brother, and then I go way back with Jared and Dominic's older brother Tobias, who lives in Chicago and has helped with some of the band's management. So we feel good about the fact that there's a real emotional and connection and friendship between the band. It's not just one of those hey need drummer influences are kind of band.
What do you think each member brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes it work?
I think one of the things we like about us as a group is that we're pretty diverse in our personalities and our what we do and those kind of things. You know, Jared is a, I would call him enigmatic and not necessarily dramatic, but, you know, he's a very interesting person, very deep, you know, you see a lot in his eyes, right? He's got, and it comes through in his songwriting. He's really, you know, getting after a deeper thought than you've had that day. And then, you know, it's totally countered by his younger brother, Dominic, who is happy-go-lucky. You know, he's got the college grin. You know, he's still a kid at heart because he is a kid. And that brings just a great energy to the band. And then myself, I'm more of the pragmatic, dare I say, business type. You know, more of the getting down to brass tacks and trying to figure out what something really is as opposed to kind of the emotions behind it. And then finally, Andy, he's kind of got that mountain man flair to him. You know, he spent time working on Alaskan fishing boats. You know, he could probably chop down some wood and make a house for you in 10 seconds. You know, he's got way more life skills than I do. So we're really kind of a diverse group, and when it comes together, the cool thing is we all just get along on a personal level, but we bring a lot of different aspects to the table, and that's true musically as well.
And how did music begin for you as an individual?
Well, for me, I will be honest, it was when my older brother decided he wanted to play guitar, and I think I was just a little jealous and thought that was really cool, so I did too. So I'd been playing piano at the request of my mother, and I, of course, did everything I could to not practice and not care, because I was in seventh grade and I had way cooler things to do than learn, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb. And so I didn't really, I always loved music from a listening perspective, but hadn't really thought about playing it that much. And then right about the same time my brother picked up guitar and started hanging out with people in bands is when, you know, for me, music became really personal and real, which was, I know it's cliche, but it's very, when Nirvana and Pearl Jam and all those bands broke out, I was in eighth and ninth grade, and it really hit me. And so that kind of combination, like all of a sudden I was locking myself in my room, acting like I was studying biology, but it was really just, you know, quietly working away on my Mexican Stratocaster that I put my allowance towards. So, yeah, ever since then, you know, I played in a pretty bad band in high school, and I mean that in, like, in the not good sense, not in the cool sense. We were pretty bad, but we were cool. You know, we were fun. And then I played, you know, played around with some people in college when I was in school in Boulder, Colorado, and then actually played in a cover band later on, which was quite fun, but not as, you know, obviously artistically rewarding. But, so yeah, it's been a fun journey.
I see. And you're from Seattle, correct, or?
I'm actually not. I'm originally from Kansas City.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't lived there for quite some time. I've been kind of bouncing around the country. I lived in Boston and Boulder and Chicago. But I've been out here for a while now, and it feels like home. We're actually, none of us are originally from Seattle, but we've all been here for long enough that it's definitely home. And we have no plans of leaving. It's a great city, with a great music city as well.
Visit the band at their official website, www.thejesusrehab.com. From the album The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows, here is The Jesus Rehab once again with Nervous Energy.
Go to sleep. Nervous energy.
go anywhere. Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush will return in just a moment. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or this sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. Visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBadler.
Sometimes I wonder why I just don't.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and we're giving it up for the Jesus Rehab and their new album, The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. I had a chance to interview the band's guitarist, Don Laughlin, regarding the band and the new album, and here's how it went.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within this band. How does that work?
Well, Jared is really the man with the pen. If you listen closely to the album, you'll notice that it's really a kind of a journey about one person's growth as an individual, and that growth is spurred by the events of a specific relationship. And it's a relationship that makes, you know, Jared, in this case, really be introspective and develop as a person. And so it's a very personal record in that sense. So the lyrics come, you know, straight from him. The musical composition is usually his to begin with, but then, you know, Andy in particular is very experienced with songwriting, and particularly like harmonies and really building out the pieces that kind of put the finishing touches and really like the, I don't know how to put it, the icing on the cake, if you will, for a great composition. So I would say at its heart it's those two, and then, you know, I kind of add my piece, and then Dominic really, and Pete at the time, really drives the drumming. I mean, Jared is very particular when he's working with us on new additions to songs and new elements we're adding. You know, he has his stamp on everything, but there's definitely a collaborative process there.
And who did you all work with in terms of production for this CD?
Well, we were really fortunate to work with a guy named Bryn Addison, who is a kind of a local mainstay in Seattle. He's just an absolutely amazing guitarist, originally from South Africa, and he was in some of South Africa's biggest rock bands in the early 80s. He tells some crazy stories because he's a pretty crazy guy himself. But he moved to the U.S. I think in the late 80s, early 90s, and started working with a lot of bands around here. He's recorded for Chris Cornell, you know, from Soundgarden, and he's made videos, I believe, for Dave Matthews. He's worked the soundboards as a sound engineer and for live recordings for bands like Smash Mouth and Smashing Pumpkins. So, tons of experience. And, you know, he's just not one of those producers that's worried about, oh, you know, put the mic over here or whatever. He's actually kind of helping you craft the song as you go along. So, he really challenges us in the studio and had some famous lines, really questioning our manhood, I'll say that in an appropriate or a PC way, when we wouldn't be doing something well or we'd be taking something lightly. So he brought a lot to it, and we're really excited to work with him.
From the album, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
For me, the absolute apex of the album is a song, which is the title track of the album, The Highest Highs and Lowest Lows. For me, it kind of encapsulates what the whole album's about, not just lyrically, but melodically and tempo. It kind of starts off slow and with a kind of really piercing guitar line, and then it drives into super melodic kind of bouncing verse, and then in just you know, as it says in the lyrics, you just got to let it out, let it go, and it boom, it just turns into this kind of just rocking, ultra catchy foot stomping masterpiece, and I'm really proud of what Jared did on piecing that together. And it's a must listen. I think our most accessible, maybe radio friendly track is the second track off the album, and it's just a kind of super rhythmic, bouncy, catchy kind of song. It's called If It Feels Good, It Is Good, which is, in a funny way, also kind of encapsulates what the song is about, because it's just kind of one of those undeniably catchy songs that you almost feel guilty for loving. One of the songs we love to start a set with, because it gets the crowd just rocking.
And how have audiences reacted to the music?
I think they're sometimes surprised, because when you listen to the album, sometimes it comes off as a little, depending on the mood you're in, you might think of it as a little bit mid-tempo or emotional, or not downtrodden, but at points it can be pretty dark. But we really play a rockin' fun show. I consider it my personal job in the band to basically bounce around and knock things over and miss a chord or two for the sake of being ridiculous. It's just fun to get up there, and we just like to kind of interact with the crowd, take advantage of every square foot of the stage, and smile and have a great time. And that's what we want our audience to do too. So the we're all kind of, well, at least I know Jared and Dominic and I are huge fans of Radiohead, and one of the things I always liked about them is, some people think their albums are really depressing or whatnot, but when you see them live, they'll turn some of those songs into just rocking, up-tempo, really fun experiences, and that's what we aim to do with some of the songs that don't seem like they've come across well live. So we've got a nice following here in Seattle. Some of it's our friends, some of it's the guys that you catch that thought they were coming to see another band and end up liking us and show up again for another show, and we're one of those bands that we hope, if you're walking by the venue, you're going to kind of hear that sound and go, hey, what's that?
And I know this is probably too soon to ask this, seeing as how this album's just come out, but what do you think is next for the band musically?
We've been starting to play around with some new songs, and I don't know if this is just a natural reaction to spending so much time in depth with the emotional character of the songs on the last album, but I feel like we're starting to move to a place where we want to be a little bit more free and a little bit more just rock and roll. And some of the new songs that we're playing live right now, really, I think it's because we've been playing live a lot. We've been building songs that feel really good to play live from their outset. So the first few songs that if we went into a studio right now and started recording the next album, it would feel a little different. You definitely know it's us, but they're a little bit more kind of just letting it out and letting it rock, and a little bit more like our songs on our EP. So I think that's just kind of a natural progression. You kind of move back and forth between different styles, and who knows, once you jump into the studio, something that started off as like a big rocker, by the time you press the final record button, it could change a lot. So we'll see.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
One thing that I'm really proud of about the album, and that I think people are grasping onto, is that there is hope for this concept of the album. I don't know about you, but my guess is that people of our generation, I'm not saying I'm old or young, grew up listening to albums. And I used to, and I still am the kind of person who, I'll still just listen to a song or two off a band, but I really like to get to know an album. And this is that kind of album. And so we want to take people on that journey. And it's a journey that can kind of help you think about your own relationships, or think about your own perspective on some things in life, and if that's what you want out of it, great. If you just want to have some fun with it and rock out a little bit, it's there for you also. So, we talk about it as an album that really is kind of a, I hate to use concept album, but it is an end-to-end experience. But at the same time, it's got a bunch of bits in between that are really kind of fun and digestible by themselves. So, it's whatever you want it to be, man.
Visit the band at their official website, www.thejesusrehab.com. Here is The Jesus Rehab with the title track of their album, The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Dan Laughlin for his time in the music and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit the band at www.thejesusrehab.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.